Hazel's Story. Once upon a time, a boy and a girl came to play in a hazel wood. They ran in and out of the sunlight as it streamed through the trees. Sometimes they'd just stand still to take in the silvery magic of the wood. Today, they found a stream. The water trickled and splashed over the rocks, and sunlight flashed off the surface. "Let's follow it," said Neve. "I wonder where it goes." They didn't have far to walk till the stream entered a beautiful pool. Sunlight filtered onto the gently rippling water. Tiny magical rainbows appeared and disappeared. Blue and white light shone up into their faces. "It's wonderful," whispered Neve. "Wow," said Col, loving the light and the stillness. "Look, those are hazel trees," said Neve, pointing to the trees that surrounded the pool. "There's 1, 2, 3, 9 hazel trees," counted Col. As they watched, a hazelnut dropped off one of the trees and fell into the water, making little ripples across the pool. Neve grabbed Col's arm. "Did you see that?" But Col wasn't looking at the trees. He was staring at the water. "Neve, I think there's something in the water." Staring hard, they saw something moving. "There it is." Another nut dropped from a branch, and as it fell, a fish suddenly broke the surface of the pool, leapt up in the air, caught the nut in its mouth, and splashed back down. "Did you see the fish?" asked a voice. Neve and Col turned round and stared. Sitting on a rock, on the other side of the pool, was a woman, dressed in shimmering silver and blue and green. Her face was kind and soft. Her eyes sparkled, and she was smiling at them. "Who are you?" asked Neve. "I am the spirit of the pool. I look after it, and the hazel trees, and the salmon." "What's a salmon?" asked Col. "That's the name of the fish you see jumping for the nuts." "Do they always eat nuts?" asked Neve. "They do. And each time they eat a nut, a red spot appears on their skin." Neve and Col stood looking at the spirit, trying to take it all in. "Here," the spirit said, "I have a gift for you both." As she spoke, her feet moved in the water and bubbles appeared. "Col," she said, "here's one for you." And with that, one of the bubbles started to float across the water. As it moved, it got bigger till it was as big as Col. It settled on the waves that lapped on the shore. Neve and Col shrank back. "Don't be afraid. Step inside." Col stepped gingerly towards the bubble. He lifted his right foot and pushed it through the wall of the bubble. It went straight through. Now he had one foot in and the rest of his body outside. "In you get, Col," called the spirit. Col moved his whole body through the wall until he was inside. Now the bubble was all around him. Col gasped. Blues and silvers and greens flowed on the skin of the bubble. Inside smelt of clean, fresh water, and the air sparkled. As he got used to it, he started to feel tingles up and down his body. Then he felt surrounded by tingles. He burst out laughing. "Hey, Neve, it's fantastic!" he shouted. "It's all right, Cole. I can hear you." The spirit called, "Here's yours, Neve." A new bubble floated across and stopped in front of her. "In you get," said the spirit. Neve stepped into her bubble. She stood very still. Her eyes were dazzled by the kaleidoscope of colours. The air inside seemed lighter. Then the tingles started. "Oh, it's like having goosebumps when you're really excited about something." She let it flow all over her body. Suddenly, she stopped. Something strange was happening. What was it? It was coming from the other bubble. It was a sound, and it was getting louder. All of a sudden, Neve knew what it was. Col was humming. He was so happy, he was humming to himself. As he hummed, he looked across at Neve, and she smiled back, full of love for him. Neve felt good inside her bubble. The tingles didn't make her want to hum. They made her feel peaceful. She felt she was filling up with peace. A bubble of peace and safety. Across the pool, the spirit's colours were vibrating, seeing the two children enjoying the magic. "Now you have your own bubbles," she called. "Any time you want to feel happy and peaceful, imagine stepping inside your bubble. Nobody can see them. They're all yours. You can do it any time." The children waved at the spirit. She waved back. The pool and the water and the air and the bubbles all seemed so magical. The spirit called again. "I think it's time for you to go home." Neve and Col reluctantly stepped out of their bubbles, making them burst into droplets of water filled with falling rainbows. "How will we know our way back?" "Follow the stream. You'll be all right." "Thank you," they both said. And with that, the spirit faded, and all they could see was water running over the rocks. As they walked through the wood, they talked about everything that had happened. When they got home, Col asked what was for tea. "Fish," said his mother. "What kind of fish?" asked Neve. "Salmon." As she put it on the table, both children stood up and stared at the fish. "What are you two doing?"
"Looking for red spots."
"Sit down and eat your tea. You'll be hungry after a day in the woods." But Neve couldn't help herself. As she picked up some salmon to eat, she turned it over to look at its skin to see if she could see any red spots. And the fish fell off her fork. "Are you going to eat that, Neve, or play with it?"
"Sorry, Mum."
And with that, Neve ate the salmon, realising that she actually was hungry after all their adventures in the hazel wood.